The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. In a world where the line between right and wrong has become increasingly blurred, it is of utmost importance that believers are able to stand firmly on the Word of God. Stay tuned as Pastor Ben Lawson from Calvary Chapel of the Sandhills in Aberdeen, North Carolina, brings us another teaching from the Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, on The Cutting Edge.
Well, this morning, I've entitled my message, Enter Boldly into Grace. Enter boldly into grace is one thing that we all are interested in, every single one of us, whether we're saved or we're not saved, whether we're on fire or whether we're carnal Christians, is grace. Don't we all love grace? Just love, just take that jacuzzi grace, you know, just lavish in the pool of grace. And I think the biggest thing in our church today that we don't understand grace, we don't understand the separation of grace and the law. We don't understand truth in love. That's grace. Truth in love. Because there's a lot of truth here in our word today that the world would say, that's not grace. But it is grace. All the truth of the word is grace. It's grace. God tells us to do things, not to do things, how to treat one another, how to think, how to provide for one another in the body of Christ and in our families. And it's all truth and it's all grace. But when we deviate from that, what happens? It's not good, is it? It's not good. And it's just, it doesn't fare well with us. And God's heart breaks. He goes, I know I made you. I know. And then we get it finally, eventually, as God sends the hounds of heaven after us, and we rely on grace again, and we come right back to him. He's got his hands wide open. How does that happen? How does all that happen with even the non-believer and the believer? We're taking it out of Ephesians 3 as we're teaching through the book of Ephesians. And let's start there in verse 1. I'm going to read the whole context, but we will specifically hone in on 7 through 12 and see exactly how Paul speaks about the grace of God. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation, and we went through the 7 or 8 dispensations a couple weeks ago, of the grace of God, and by the way, that's what we're in now, the age of grace, the age of grace. Oh, praise God that we're in the age of grace, right? And so we're in this age of grace, of God, which was given to me for you. How that by revelation, and I'm paraphrasing a bit from the Holy Spirit, he made known to me the mystery I have written already, by which when you read, you may understand, or read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And so he's setting them up and telling them, there's this mystery. There's this thing that God has given me, and he's kept it from the world until now, and now God has given me this mystery to tell you guys. And of course, he's speaking to the Gentiles right now, not the Jews, which in other ages was not made known to the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. What is this? What is that which has been revealed? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and the partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. So basically what he's saying here is saying, look, the whole world's divided into two groups of people through God's eyes. You have Gentiles, most of us in here today, and then you have Jews. It was his people to begin with, the Jews, and then he kind of put them on the back burner. And when Christ came and he looked and work with the Gentiles. And there will be a time when he comes back to the, because God's a complete God. He's not like us. He don't get half-baked, you know. He doesn't, you know, do things half and then just go, oh, I'll leave that for later and never get back to it. He is a God of completion. And so he's saying to us, the Jews and Gentiles both now are under one banner, Jesus our Christ. And we are one body called what? The church. Amen, the church. Man, it's awesome, the church. And so I look at this, and last week I was thinking, you know, that's the way it is within the Christianity, isn't it? I mean, look, there's a lot of churches that's gone south. There's a lot of churches that's gone north. And we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, man. Please, please. And I am convicted myself in speaking about maybe some other churches around that doesn't teach the entire Word of God. They tear out pages. They don't believe this anymore. They don't believe that anymore. And you know what? I will stand here and tell you, be careful about getting sucked into those churches, you know, that had used to be just mainstream, and now, not so much. They've gone the way of the world. But there's many, many churches that have not. And so, what am I saying? I'm saying we need to love one another, no matter what church you're from, no matter what doctrine. Now, we can disagree on the doctrine. Anyone says that Jesus isn't God, later, okay? And so forth and so on. So we know that. But there are churches, mainstream churches, that have